Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The federal government must turn over unredacted evidence related to the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an ICE agent for private court review. A U.S. District Court judge has given federal officials 3 weeks to provide the materials for an in-camera review. That means the judge will examine the records confidentially, and they won't be released publicly at this time. No timeline has been set for any public release of the information. State lawmakers returned from their Easter and Passover break to start the final weeks of the session. MNN's John Anderson has the Capitol recap.
Governor Tim Walz was in Duluth on the second stop of his bonding bill tour. He wants $907 million.
There should be no reason we shouldn't be able to get this done.
Small business owners pleaded with lawmakers to pass a $100 million relief bill following Operation Metro Surge.
If this bill can be passed, it would mean hope.
And naming the community's solar garden program after the late Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman now just needs a signature from the governor. From the Capitol, John Anderson for MNN.
Deputy Director John Connolly in the Minnesota Department of Human Services is providing an update on how it's combating fraud in Minnesota's Medicaid programs.
Our goal is that by May 31st, we will have contacted every provider to let them know their continued participation is either approved, pending, or they have been disenrolled. Meanwhile, we're performing unannounced inspections of every provider.
As of this week, 550 Medicaid providers have been approved, 160 have been disenrolled, and 2,500 are either incomplete or the provider hasn't responded to revalidation requests. And it's been a tough year for small businesses in Minnesota, from tariffs and Operation Metro Surge to the war in Iran and a tougher economy. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison says this is different.
It was all kind of self-inflicted. You know, sometimes events occur and there's, you know, for example, most recently we had a global pandemic, but these are specific policies instituted by this administration that have just been incredibly harmful to the small business community.
Morrison says some business owners are not sure how long they can keep their doors open under these current economic conditions. In other headlines, a Benson man faces felony charges after a hit and run that seriously injured another driver. Swift County deputies say 42-year-old Dustin Lundberg is charged with criminal vehicular operation for allegedly striking an SUV on County Road 29 northeast of Benson, then leaving the scene. The victim was airlifted for treatment. Bail was set at $75,000. The Stearns County Attorney's Office has received nearly $1 million to support human trafficking investigations in central Minnesota. The two-year state grant will fund expanded investigations, training, and victim-centered services through the Central Minnesota Human Trafficking Task Force. And Minnesota crop farmers experienced a slight financial rebound last year. U of M Extension economist Pauline Van Nurden says their annual farm finance report includes nearly 2,300 participants.
2024, especially for crop producers, was very challenging. 2025, fortunately, we saw much better weather, so yields were, especially in the southern half of the state, up drastically, so actually 15% above trend lines.
This is MNN.